I feel like I have a few scriptures the Lord gave us. I want you all to pray. I need you all to pray for me, please. The Lord will make a way somehow. And He knows your name. He's sitting high and looking down low. He knows all about us. He knows every hair on your head. He counts. He knows how many you got. He knows if you've been faithful and true. Well, God help us. Let's look at a scripture in Samuel. 1 Samuel. And First Samuel, 8th chapter, verse 1. Someone can read that for me, please. Read on.
Now the same was first born, Joel, and the name of the second, Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his way, but turned aside after Luther and took bribes and murdered judges.
All right. Let's look at that. They turned around and took bribes. I was thinking about how down there in Miami, there was these judges that took bribes. They'd come up and the people would wanted their son to get off or light and all that. And they'd say, I'll give you $1 million if you get him off the hook. Yeah. But don't you know, God got a hold of that. And they had a broom sweep. That's what they call it. A broom sweep. A lot of them judges lost their job. Some of them got $100,000, $1 million. I don't know. But a lot of them lost their job because they knew they weren't supposed to do that. May God help us. It's important. We have to stay with the Lord each step of the way. All right, read on now. Number 4.
Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel to the Lord and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways.
You're old, Samuel. You can't do nothing no more. Read.
Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the king displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord.
All right, looks like it that. Wait. Give us a king. You're no good, Samuel. You're old. Your sons don't walk in your pathway. Give us a king. We want a king. Well, I guess you get what you ask for. Sometimes you ask for things that we really don't need, and down the way, down there somewhere, we find out we didn't really need that. So here's Israel. Got to get a glass of water. Here's Israel rebelling against Samuel. They didn't want Samuel no more. They wanted a king. May God help us. They wanted a king to rule over them. Well, if we read on, they got one. All right, let's read.
And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people, and all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them.
They have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me. That's what the Lord said. When we reject God, we get ourselves in a heap of trouble. Down through this week, we heard a lot of lessons. And we need to take those things into our hearts. We need to abide by what God sends us. We don't want to rebel what He sends us. Take it in and keep it. Don't push it up. There's always, I remember back there, in Miami down there, I used to tell some of the saints, don't push the stuff off that you heard on somebody else. You take it, look at it, and see if it affects you. Yeah. Do not push it off on, well, that's for brother so-and-so, that's for sister so-and-so. You better check it out. Let me speak to the ministers here now. Have you ever had somebody question you when you get down from the pulpit? Well, brother, was that for me? Was that for me? Check your spirit. See where you are with the Lord. Maybe you need to pray. Yeah. May God help us. Maybe it was for you. I don't know. I don't do like that. I don't preach like that. I don't preach at anybody. I preach what God gives me to preach. And I teach what God gives me to teach. May God help us. It's important that we take heed. Take heed to all these lessons we heard, all these preaching, all these services. God sent ministers here to preach His word. And we got to accept what He sends. Whether or not, like brother said, Brother Hargrave, one of the brethren there, he may not fit you, but it may fit the other person. So every time the word of God is preached and taught, it could be for this one, that one, or whoever. But God wants you to search and see where you are with Him. Okay. All right, now. Let's go to verse 19.
Nonetheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, "Nay, but we will have a king over us."
We want a king, Samuel. I don't care what you say. We want a king. But Samuel was kind of hurt over that, wasn't he? He didn't really know how to deal with it. The Lord came through, helped him out. We want a king. Well, you know what rebellion is? As of the sin of witchcraft. Sin of witchcraft. Lord, help us today, saints. We need everybody's prayers. Sometimes I feel kind of weak, but the Lord has given me strength to go through. All right, keep reading now. Verse 20. Read on.
And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, "Hearken unto their voice, and make them a king." And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, "Go ye every man unto his city."
All right. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Hearken unto their voice. Listen to them. Give them what they want. And make them a king." Now, they headed for trouble. Because they rebelled against God. They headed for trouble. When we do that, when we kick against God's word, and we don't get the help we need, it affects you down the wall. Down the line somewhere, you're going to need real serious help. Now, young people, too. Lord, help us. You are to obey your parents. Listen up. A wife should never kick against her husband. I'm talking about saved, both saved. That really affects somebody. It hurts. If my wife were to kick against me, honey, do this, do that, I'd have to really get on my knees and pray. Well, you go to the elders of the church, and you take them your problem, and ask them what to do in this kind of situation. That's what they're there for, to help out. That's what a pastor's for. I've been to Brother Hargrave for several different things, and he's helped me so much. Him and Sister Clay, so much. Sister Clay is really down to my ministry. She's really been there to help me. She's a good sister. She's a mother in Zion. She loves to help. Because she's in Honduras right now. Next thing she'll be here, she'll be there. She's 77 years old, is that right? 77, something like that. And she goes here, there, all over. And what she's doing now, she's going to be down there in Miami. And what she's doing now is having vacation Bible school. Well, Lord help us. All right. Now, they ran into Saul. Made him the king. Number 15, 15 chapter. Let's read. Saul was rebellious. He rebelled against the Lord. Saul didn't tell the truth. He rebelled against God. He rebelled against Samuel, but he rebelled mostly against God. 15, first one.
Samuel said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord.
Read.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way, when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep.
All right. Now, he was given an order, a command from God. Go do this. Go take care of them. Don't spare anything now. But he didn't do it, did he? No. Read on now.
And Samuel gathered the people together and numbered them and Telaim 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley.
All right, let's skip down. Let's go to number 14.
And Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in my ears and the roaring of the oxen in my ears? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spare the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed.
Now, he didn't obey. He went and got bought some sheep, cattle back, and he brought Agag back. He was supposed to kill him. He was supposed to slay him. He was supposed to slay all them cattle or whatever they had there. He was supposed to take care of that. But you know what he was? a people pleaser. He was a people pleaser. The people wanted this and the people wanted that. See? Goes all the way back. We want a king. We want a king. This is what happens when you don't be obedient to the Lord. Oh, we're going to send something for you. Saul was full of rebellion. Now, read on. 6.
Then Samuel said unto Saul, "Stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said unto me this night." And he said unto him, "Say on." And Samuel said, "When thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? And the Lord sent thee on a journey, and he said, Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until we leave you soon. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord?" And Saul said unto Samuel, "Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites."
Now, read 20.
And Saul said unto Samuel, "Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites."
Now, Saul told a lie. He wasn't truthful, was he? No, he wasn't truthful. He told a lie. He said, I did everything the Lord wanted me to do, and I brought Agag back. But he was supposed to kill him. He was supposed to take care of business there. Well, Lord have mercy. This is a situation here where only God knows how to get out of this for him. But Samuel, he was displeased over all this. So was God. I'll read on, where you at?
Verse 21. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, the sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and gave out. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat
ram." All right. Behold, to obey. Listen to this now. Obey. Obey. It's better to obey. Behold, to obey is better than a sacrifice, and to hearken that the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness. You know stubborn people? I'm sure you run upon some. Some of your children might be real stubborn. Don't want to do this and don't want to do that. You could pick up a spirit. I got a son. May God help us. He's not saved. But he came there where we live in Alabama for a while. He had a job there. But he was very stubborn. He wouldn't listen. He's moved now, but he wouldn't listen. He did things, displeased us, and we just didn't know what to do. But look to the Lord. We prayed and we told him that You need to be saved. He once was saved, but he went back. He went back. Remember what I was talking about, the bird that flew? He got out and didn't come back. When you get out of sin, don't come back to it. Sin is ugly. It's terrible. We need the Lord to help us. If we're going to be workers for the Lord, we have to work together in our homes, wherever, We need God to help us. I need the Lord to help me more. I've got a lot to pray about when I get back home. A lot. I need God to work all these things out. For rebellion is of the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. It would happen. He's rejected you, Saul. And then he grabbed a hold of his skirt, Samuel's robe, whatever he had. He didn't want to. He wanted the kingship. But he didn't want to obey. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. It gets kind of tough when you hit some tough situations. I've talked to some of the ministers, and they said, well, brother, why don't you do this and do that? Sometimes those things kind of hurt. Things hurt. But God, if God be for you, who can be against you? Some things hurt. When you tell your child, don't do that no more. I don't want you going over here. But Daddy, I can't go nowhere. I got nothing to do. Pick your Bible up and read it. That's the best thing you can do. Get your Bible and start reading it. That's what I tell my children, my grandchildren. Because it's necessary. Necessary that we read the Word of God day and night. Sometimes we get up early in the morning. God give you a scripture. Read it. Get on your knees and pray. Ask God to bless you. Open your understanding. I'm asking God to help me. I need my understanding opened up. I can learn even more about the Lord. All right, read number 32. No, I'm sorry. Let's see, 31.
So Samuel turned again unto Saul, and Saul went to the door.
Read.
Then said Samuel, bring ye him to King Agag, the king of the Amorites. And Agag came unto him delicately. And Agag said, surely the bitterness of death is past.
All right.
And Samuel said, as thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel accused Agag and pleaded before the Lord in Gilgal.
All right. Agag knew what Samuel was going to do. He knew it. Yeah, he knew it. He knew just what he was going to do to him. See, Saul just didn't have it. But remember, they wanted a king. Give us a king. Samuel, give us a king. They got a king. All right. And Samuel said, as thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel chewed Haggai in pieces before the Lord in Gilgal. He slew him up, cut him up with his sword. We don't need to rebel. Remember, I just stretched back a little bit. Achan rebelled against God. Took some of the Babylonian garments, gold, whatever he took, and buried it upon his tent. And the Lord said, don't take those kind of things. But he did it anyway. Caused Israel not to function. When they went up to Ai. They came back, running back. Their back was against the enemy. And that didn't go well with Joshua. They should have never turned their back, but they got back down. And Joshua got on his knees and started praying. And when the Lord spoke to him, Joshua, get up. You got sin in the camp. Yeah? You got trouble here. And it went on down and on down and on down. They found out Achan was involved with it. And what they did, they took him outside the gate and stoned him. Not only him, his whole family. Back then, they stoned the whole family. Rebellion. Remember Jonah? He rebelled against the Lord. God told him to go to Nineveh. He caught a boat I'm trying to think now. But anyway, he caught a boat and went someplace else. And the seas got out there and got rough, and all the water was splashing around. And the men that was rowing, they couldn't handle everything. So they knew something wasn't right. After a while, they found out it was Jonah. Jonah said, throw me overboard. Threw him overboard, and all the waves and the sea was quiet. Jonah knew he was the one that caused the problem. When we rebel like that, we cause other people not to function. So he got swallowed up by, they say, a big fish or a whale. And when he got in there and prayed, and he asked God to forgive him, Lord had that fish whale spit him out on the shore. And he went to Nineveh. And it was a 3-day journey. He made it in a day, I think. May God help us. Be obedient to the voice of God. I've heard some people, you know, down through the years, I've heard people say this. They say, killed all these people, and they say, God told me to do it. There's a lot of killings in the world now today. But God ain't telling you to do that. God would never tell you to do those kind of things. The devil would. So God help us. I said a few scriptures on rebellion, and we're looking to God to continue to bless. All of us got to draw closer to God. To be more obedient to him. Study the word of God. Study it. Get it inside. And let God work. You don't know what God has for you next. But if we stay out of rebellion, he has something for us. So it's going to take God to help each and every one. Rebellion is of the sin of witchcraft. And you know what witchcraft is? Yeah? They got these witches. They do this crystal ball thing and all that. I understand that some of the saints' children got caught up in some of that. That's what happens when you're warned and warned and warned. I told you, son, I warned you several times, don't do that. Did it anyway. They got caught up into it. These little Ouija boards. I don't know if you know what these Ouija boards are. That's witchcraft. Yes. Stay away from them.
Yes.
Stay away from them.
Yes.
They are witchcraft. Yes. I remember when I was young, coming up, let's go my son, my friend's house, and he had a Ouija board. I didn't play it that many times, but I couldn't understand what in the world this was until I got saved. My brother Hargrave preached the message on it. Oh, I thank God that I didn't get caught up into that foolishness. May God help us. Well, I just had a few scriptures. I appreciate the Lord and how He's been just blessing, how He's blessed this meeting. It's going to take God to continue to work. Each and every one of us need to get a step closer to God. Oh, let's ask God to draw our hearts in closer. Pray for me.